Do you ever feel like you're working in spaces that don't support you or want you to be less than to succeed? Well, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Embracing Your Voice podcast, a show for ambitious women of color who have created the impactful life and career they've always wanted while being unapologetically themselves. To live the life you want, sometimes you can't always follow their rules. You have to create your own. And on this show, you'll learn from the amazing women of color who've done just that, and how you can too. I'm your host, Atima Omara. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the final episode of the first season. It's been quite an experience. Throughout this season, I've learned a lot and been affirmed in many ways by the guests we've had on. And I hope you've also been enjoying the show thus far, because my goal is to make sure this podcast has interesting guests, but also shares information you can use. So to close out the final season, I'm going to summarize some key points from the season's previous episodes in hopes that maybe one of them might be helpful in moving you closer toward embracing your own voice and having the life and career you really want. Our first guest episode was with workplace consultant and best-selling author Minda Hartz. On her episode, we discussed experiencing trauma in the workplace and how to heal from it. Minda affirms that no matter what opportunities or income the job you have may give you, no amount of abuse or harassment in the workplace, especially when it affects your mental health, is worth it. We also discussed her advice, especially for women of color, in that, yes, you do belong in every room, but sometimes maybe that room isn't the right one for you. If you have dealt with traumatic experiences in the workplace and are still in recovery from that experience, check out Minda Hart's website for more guidance and her book on the topic, Right Within. In episode 3, I chat with organizational development consultant and founder of Trailblazing in Color, Sarah Chapman Becerra. And we shared experiences of being the first or the only in the workplace. Sarah talked about the importance of rejecting the tokenism that can come with being the first and the only, and how being the first and only isn't liberation in and of itself, but how leading with authenticity, which includes the many ways you identify, be that cis or trans or non-binary, as a person of color, disabled, queer, leading with all of those things can help you not only make the workplace a positive experience for others, but can help you find the community that you need. Sarah also says how authentic you decide to be may sometimes mean that you have to leave a job or career behind because you cannot afford to be the authentic that you want to be in that role. So be prepared for that possibility. In episode 4, I chat with friend, media maven, and podcast host extraordinaire, Danielle Moody. We discuss her journey into being the host and co-host of 3 successful major podcasts and how she is doing this now after starting her career in education policy. One thing Danielle emphasized is the importance of knowing what are your values and your goals. It was knowing her values and goals that helped Danielle figure out her next steps very quickly after she unexpectedly lost a major professional opportunity. From Danielle, we also learn it's critical to be open to the various ways that what you want to do might present itself to you, even if it's not in the 3 to 5 year plan. In episode 5, I chat with 2-time entrepreneur, DEI coach, and trainer, Krista Wilson. And we talk about her experience as a Black woman not being supported in the workplace and how that led her to found her own boutique agency that works with clients to provide equitable and truly inclusive workplaces. She also puts on her DEI coach and trainer hat and gives us a skinny on what the employer means when they talk about that vague phrase some of you may have heard called culture fit, quote unquote, and you fitting into the workplace culture. If you want to learn more about what that's about and how to build truly equitable, inclusive workplaces, check out this episode with Krista Wilson or re-listen if you've already listened again, or learn more about our company, Wilson and Associates. In episode 6, I share three lessons I've learned from two accomplished women of color that I admire, Beyoncé Knowles Carter and actress Lily Gladstone. For me, I like to look to those people that I admire, respect, through the course of my life and career to look for examples and how they navigate things. And the lessons I learned or have learned from watching Beyoncé and Lily are, one, understanding that being excellent in what you do doesn't always guarantee the success or major wins you crave. Two, that winning said accolades doesn't always equal the opportunities you therefore expect. And three, how embracing who you are can oftentimes open doors for you in unexpected ways you could never predict. If you want to run back through those lessons in depth and what I mean by those three things, or if you haven't gotten into that episode yet, flip to episode 6. Episode 7. Me and Jodi M. Huri talked about her viral Harvard Business Review article she co-authored that tells workplaces to stop telling women they have imposter syndrome and why they should stop telling women they have imposter syndrome. We also talk about the reality of authenticity being more complex for women, especially women of color and folks of other marginalized identities. Jodi Ann says that being authentic is not a binary. She also shares this gem. You get to decide as a person who you are, who you want to be, what are the parts of yourself that you love, the parts that you want to see shine, and you should decide from that what is most important to you to be your best authentic self in the workplace. Jodi Ann's forthcoming book, Authentic, comes out in 2025, and it goes into this in more detail. If you're interested, check out our website to get more details on her work, her TED Talk on authenticity, and to find out right away when the book Authentic drops.
Hey, if you are enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe to our podcast and join our community at embracingyourvoicepod.com, where we will share resources, interesting news, and you can learn more from our guests. That's embracingyourvoicepod, all one word, .com. All right, y'all, back to the show.
I get into it with an old friend from college in episode 8, Anushe Hussain. And we discuss how she went from what she thought was her dream job as a nonprofit manager to being a full-time writer and speaker. Anushe gives sage advice for those of us who end up in unsupportive and terrible workplaces. You must be your own advocate and believe in yourself to get what you want. She also shares many more lessons she learned along the way to doing what she always dreamed of doing, which was being a full-time writer. So if you haven't, take a listen or re-listen through her episode again for those gems. In episode 9, I celebrate the drop of Beyoncé's latest album, Cowboy Carter, and why it distills lessons on the importance of owning your narrative and resisting the limitations placed on us by others. Episode 10, I'm in conversation with accomplished HR professional and founder of Caged Bird HR, Sierra Gross. We talk about what workplace human resources can actually do for employees and what you should expect when utilizing human resources. From her own experiences in the workplace and human resources specifically, she also says that one thing she has learned in the journey to embracing her voice is to get very clear on what you want to do and go do it because you get one life to live. Sierra started Caged Bird HR, an independent HR company, which advises employees of their rights at their job. If you know someone who could benefit from listening to Sierra's episode or her company's services, refer people to episode 10. In episode 11, fellow entrepreneur and former corporate America exec Carissa Begonia talks about her transition from working in the fashion business to becoming a full-time entrepreneur. We talked about how entrepreneurs can be a path to equity for those of us who just don't want to be in the workplace, traditional workplace, and take a W-2. But we also affirm that entrepreneurship isn't for everyone. She said understanding what lights you up and knowing what you don't like will help you get closer to embracing your own unique voice. And sometimes that means you'll have to create the space for yourself, whether that's at a workplace you've found and have come to love, or outside of the workplace. So there you have it. We've come to a close. Finishing this season, I am immensely grateful to all of the guests who took the time out of their busy schedules to share their thoughts, their journeys, and expertise. And thank you to all of you who've been listening this far. If you haven't already, please rate this podcast, give it a star, give it a review, and share it with someone in your life you know who might enjoy it. I would love for more folks to hear it. And rating, reviewing, and sharing it with others will help this podcast listenership grow. And stay tuned, because we're coming back for season two, and I'll be making an announcement on this podcast soon about it. I've decided, since it's 2024, a presidential election year in the U.S., and I work in politics, I'm actually going to tap into my industry a bit more and explore in season two, what does it mean to embrace your own voice in politics? So many people believe a politician can't possibly be authentic and true to who they are. But is that really fact? Or can we do something different? We're also going to explore and specifically discuss the challenges of embracing your own voice when you are a woman of color in American politics, since my podcast centers around women, especially women of color. Whether you're a woman who's an elected official, a campaign staffer, a political consultant, or maybe you're leading a major organization, these are spaces, American politics, where women, especially women of color, are still very much in the minority, unfortunately. We'll discuss how effectively you can work for your community's interests from inside the government and other major institutions, what's reality, what's not there, whether you can make the change you want through party politics and a two-party system that many people complain about, and also a system of government, and how to be a woman of color working in a system of government that was not only not built with us in mind, but was designed to literally keep us out of participation. So stay tuned for more. In the meantime, thank you for tuning into this episode of the Embracing Your Voice podcast. And thank you for tuning into this first season. I will see y'all next season.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Embracing Your Voice podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation, please rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. You can also find us at embracingyourvoicepod.com. I'm your host, Atima Omara. See you soon.